Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Good morning. It's Labor Day weekend, and I hope that means you've got some time off to go fishing or hunting in the next couple of days, because there are plenty of opportunities to do so. We've got some great local guests for you today, to include Bob Loomis from Max Lure, who is back at the bottom of the hour to talk about a great lure for trout fishing, whether you are fishing open water or under the ice. And you'll definitely want to stick around for the end of the program, because Mike Miesberg at Mardon Resort on Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir will be previewing their annual Marathon Dock Tournament, taking place from Friday the 13th until Sunday the 15th. It's the one fishing tournament I know of where no boat is required, and you can win some pretty good money here. That's not the only tournament going on at Mardon Resort on Saturday the 14th. The annual Old Farts Bass Tournament will be taking place there too. This is a one-day tournament where one of the two anglers on the boat has to be over 40 years old. You'll be weighing in 5 bass at the end of the day, and the heaviest bag wins the first prize. The cost to enter is $200 cash only with an 80% payback. You can register at the store at Mardon Resort Friday the 13th between 4 and 7 p.m. or between 4:30 and 5:30 on the morning of the event Saturday the 14th. I'll be there again this year with my best friend and radio show outdoors pro staffer Rusty Johnston, and we are hoping to break out of the middle of the pack this time around and get into the money. I hope to see you there. It's always a fun time. This segment of the show is brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores, where the bird hunting sale continues through tomorrow. If you are looking for a new shotgun or rifle for the season ahead, or maybe ammo to shoot it out of, this is the sale for you, and you ought to be checking out what's on sale at the Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Everett, Silverdale, Federal Way, and Puyallup. This bird hunting sale rolls right into what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest, which would be the opening of both grouse and dove hunting seasons on September 1st. If you're after dove, you'll want to go east, young man. The top counties for harvesting dove have lots of agricultural land. The number one county is Grant County, where over 17,000 dove are harvested a year. Second place, Yakima County, where 9,000 of these acrobatic birds are downed by hunters. And coming in a close third is Franklin County, where over 8,000 dove are taken by hunters on average over the last 5 years. As for grouse, the ruffed grouse is the primary species you'll be going after, and both federal and state public lands with woods offer great grouse habitat and opportunity. No matter what species you're after, get out there, take a friend, bring your bird dog if you have one, and have some fun. Checking in at NorthwestFisheryReports.com, it is obvious from last weekend's reports that the dismal forecast for pinks in the Sound was way, way off. And that's good, because there are definitely a lot more humpies swimming around than anyone anticipated. The founder of this site, Mike Carey, caught pinks from shore at Bush Point on Whidbey Island, and other posters had success finding pinks in marine areas 8-2, 9, and 10, along with a few coho. The humpy fishing should hold up for another week or two in the Sound, and then those fish will be heading up our Puget Sound area rivers. Finally, it's your last chance to catch crab in much of the Sound, because the last day of crabbing in most of the marine areas where it's still open is on Monday the 2nd. Marine Area 7, the San Juans, remains open through September 30th, and as always, crabbing along the coast is open year-round. Oh, and don't forget to turn in those crab catch record cards. And with that, you are now in the know as to what's hot right here in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation. The Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
We're checking in with Bob Loomis with Max Lure Company to tell you about one of my favorite spinners when it comes to trout fishing, the Promise Keeper. Bob, great to have you back on the air.
Thank you, John.
Bob, I almost always use the 1/8 ounce Promise Keeper when I'm fishing for trout, particularly in lakes. It really casts well, very aerodynamic, can use that stop and pause retrieve and that smile blade still turns. It just works great. But I wasn't aware of this. There's a smaller version, 1/16 of an ounce. What sort of situations do you like to use that for?
You know, at certain times of the year, you get into the whole, quote, match the hatch type thing, and fishing for trout, going to that little bit smaller profile really helps on wanting to get those fish want to bite. But one of the big things is because it's a lightweight weighted lure, it actually works fantastic fishing through the ice. You know, with all the attraction you've got with the smile blade, the wedding ring band, and the high UV flashaboon stuff on the hooks, you know, it works absolutely fantastic fishing through the ice.
So a 1/16 ounce offering, again, great for small streams, great, as you just heard, under the ice. When it comes to colors and time of day, what do you recommend?
You know, during the middle of the day when you've got high visibility, things like that, you know, especially fishing for trout, going to the darker colors or more muted colors work really, really well. When you want to get that attraction from a little bit further away, or you want to make sure that everything sees your presentation, you know, going to the high UV colors early in the morning, late in the evening, seem to work real well.
And the silver blade versus the gold blade?
Well, you know, it comes down to is attraction. What's the water clarity? What are you looking at? You know, what you're trying to attract that fish to your lure. There's not a huge difference between the two, obviously color, but it just depends on what you're doing.
Okay. It is the Max Wedding Ring Promise Keeper Spinner. I've been using it for years. It comes in three sizes, 1/4 ounce, 1/8 ounce, and 1/16 ounce. So it'll work for everything from steelhead and smallmouth bass all the way down to trout, and yes, even perch and panfish through the ice. Look for it at a sporting goods store near you or online at maxlure.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time to check in again with Mike Miesberg, the co-owner of Mardon Resort at Eastern Washington's Potholes Reservoir, because September 13th, they are having a fishing tournament there, and you don't even need a boat to participate. It's their annual Marathon Dock Derby. It's a lot of fun. Mike, tell our listeners exactly what happens there.
This is a real fun event for all members of your family. You pay a fee to get into the event, and some of the people win some very large prizes. And then we have a lot of very large fish caught. Largemouth bass over 6 pounds in years past. They catch some walleye. 9 different species of fish may be caught. And the first and second place winners receive a very substantial prize. It's just another fun thing at Mardon. And this year, we've already had crappie over 15 caught off the Mardon dock.
Wow. And
we've seen perch come in. Oh, and we've been seeing walleye. And there was a family last night that went out catching catfish starting at 10 a.m. until 4 a.m., and they had catfish over 14 pounds off the dock. And that's one of the fish that's in the competition. It's a fun time for all different types of people that love fishing. and just like to have a good time and get out into the nice sunshine. And some of the young people fish the entire tournament with just a little bit of sleep during the day.
It is a marathon tournament. You can fish during the day. You can fish at night. Fish as much as you want. At the end, there's a pie social. You will want to enter this tournament sooner than later. It's limited to 140 participants, and it usually fills up. It costs $40 to enter, and there's an 80% payback to the participants, the rest going to habitat work for fish in Potholes Reservoir. Again, the best thing about it, you don't need a boat. First and second place for some 12 different species gets money. Everything from bass to walleye to catfish to panfish to even carp. And last year, for the first time, a burbot was caught off the dock too. So make plans to attend the annual Marathon Dock Tournament. If you want to find out more and book a place to stay, because you will have to get some sleep while you're there, the website to go to is mardonresort.com. That's mardonresort.com. Plan on competing in the annual dock tournament. It is a ton of fun. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much, John.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.